But we begin this lunchtime with the dire warning from the world's top scientists about the, quote, catastrophic impact of climate change on our oceans and our coastlines. The latest report from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change finds that our oceans are warming and our sea levels are rising much faster than previously predicted. And the scientists say that if our political leaders can't agree on more aggressive joint action to reduce our carbon emissions, the implications for millions of people, including here in Australia, will be enormous. Thomas Ariti begins our coverage.
With a report warning of unprecedented changes to our global oceans, experts are calling for action. And at the same time, a community near Newcastle in New South Wales is finding out firsthand what it's like to see a treasured part of their town lost to the sea.
It's going to be a catastrophe. It's we're already in crisis.
Lucas Gresham is a real estate agent based in Stockton. He says his local beach is changing dramatically right before his eyes.
I don't want to really bring this back to property, but being in the role I'm in, but look, the truth is everyone should be worried. That is the truth. My house is up there and I can feel it shake. It shakes of an eye. It rattles. As soon as the water hits that break wall that's in front of my property, my windows rattle. So, yeah, we should be concerned.
Heavy surf has led to large-scale erosion, tearing off huge amounts of sand and changing the terrain. But this hasn't all just happened in the last few weeks. Lucas Gresham says the beach he's looking at now barely resembles what he remembers as a kid.
Years ago, I stood here when I was a child and looked out there, and there was about 200 people standing on a sandbank that was out near the end of the breakwall. Now, that used to stop the flow of the ocean and create the waves to be much smaller by the time it hit, so it would stop that, you know, so it wasn't so harsh.
According to the IPCC, this could be the new norm. Oceans are warming faster than ever before, and sea levels are continuing to rise. In fact, on a global scale, those levels rose by around 15 centimetres during the 20th century. Now they're rising more than twice as fast, and it's getting worse. Experts warn that if nothing's done, extreme coastal flooding could become a once-a-year event in countries like Australia within the next few decades. Those events were previously experienced just once a century. Associate Professor Neroli Abram from the Australian National University is one of the coordinating authors.
We're already seeing that the oceans are taking a huge hit from climate change. They're taking up most of the extra heat that's in the climate system, so the oceans are becoming warmer. They're taking up a lot of the carbon dioxide that we emit into the atmosphere, and that's causing the oceans to become more acidic, and they're losing oxygen.
By 2050, it's estimated that more than 1 billion people around the world will live on coastal land that's less than 10 metres above sea level. So a country like Australia is hardly immune to the threat, and some say a lot more needs to be done. Melanie Collett is a technical director in water resources with the infrastructure company AECOM Australia. She looks closely at issues like coastal engineering, floodplain management, and the impacts of climate change on the built environment.
All the data collected over the years show that we're tracking worse than what we ever expected to be. Can we turn that around? I'm not sure, but it will need significant investment.
She says a lack of knowledge remains one of the key problems in Australia.
First thing we need to do is investigate where the potential impacts could be, and then we need to look at where we can actually solve the problems. Some of these areas are easy to solve. We can put some seawalls in, some coastal defence mechanisms. Some of them are not as easy.
For others, the problem goes beyond coastal infrastructure. Today's IPCC report coincides with a paper published by the Actuaries Institute and the Centre for Excellence in Population Ageing Research at the University of New South Wales. It warns that two global megatrends are set to create a perfect storm: climate change and Australia's ageing population. Dr. Ramona Meyrick is with the centre.
Investment managers, superannuation trustees and individuals managing their own super should be looking at diversifying their investments to address climate change risk. And secondly, the paper discusses the need for changes to the way governments, companies and individuals think about the risks of extreme heat.
The paper warns that without proper risk management, these global trends could overwhelm individuals, companies and government balance sheets in the decades to come.
Thomas Ariti reporting.